animals less healthy than you can't nourish you.
Are you surviving or are you thriving?
Are you too busy to live?
Do you have grain brain?
That was brain.
Fight for your life. Get your prescription for health today.
Is Mother Nature too good to be
it's
true?
Not you, it's the food. It's a no-grainer.
Oh. That isn't happening to us.
It's already happening to you, woman. Join our army of Minas.
Keep the government off our farms.
Make it happen today.
Save the bacon.
Save the bacon.
It's time to drop some atomic mom bombs.
It's not me. It's you. Invest in your life.
Yay! Her name is Neethi.
Hey friends, this is Neethi the pharmacist, and today we have Suzanne Sprague of Signature Suds in the studio with us.
Hello everyone, how's it going?
Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
I'm really excited to talk to you today because like Jaya and I were just talking about, we wanted to talk to you today about nourishing from the outside in, and what did she say? Supplementing through your skin.
Exactly. That's so, what it's all about.
Tell us how you got started. Why don't you tell
So, my little business is called Signature Suds, and the way I got started was when I first was diagnosed with breast cancer. It's been almost 10 years ago now. And so, wow, was that a huge wake-up call? Yeah. I thought I was doing pretty well as far as, you know, eating clean and taking care of myself. But with that diagnosis, the first thing I did was start researching. What in the world do I need to do differently? I had my well water tested, and it came out clean. I thought, what else am I doing? And the first thing I learned was all of those cleaners and body care products I had in my house were probably loaded with toxic chemicals. So I threw out all of my cleaning products and started making my own. I threw out my lotions and my makeup that wasn't organic and started just playing with making my own because it was hard to find things that I felt were clean. And making it yourself is the only way you really know what's in it. And being the creative, tinkerer, crafty person that I am, it was really fun to start making my own products.
I think that it's interesting that you had a breast cancer diagnosis and you were looking at things that were affecting your skin. Mm-hmm. How did that happen? Because honestly, I thought you had skin cancer.
Oh.
I didn't know it was breast cancer.
Yeah, it was breast cancer.
So like, what made you think about that? And isn't it funny that you had a cancer diagnosis, first of all, that didn't have anything to do with the skin?
Right.
I thought you started looking into the makeup ingredients and things because it was skin. And now that I'm listening to you, I'm wondering, like, what prompted that? And then isn't it funny how until you have a cancer diagnosis or some diagnosis that you never ever think about what you're putting on your skin?
Exactly.
I mean, it's just frightening, right?
Yes. And it's continuously amazing to me, the people that I talk to who just don't give that a single thought. And I guess I wouldn't have either. Exactly. Unless I'd had that traumatic experience of having a cancer diagnosis. So what my research showed me is that a majority of breast cancer tumors have parabens in them. Mm-hmm. So, of course, I researched, what are parabens? Where do they come from? How am I exposed to parabens? And it turns out that parabens are a family of preservatives that are used in most body care products. From makeup to lotion, shampoo.
Baby products.
Baby products, too. So that was the first thing that I realized was a potential toxin in all of the things I put on my skin. And that your skin, whatever you put on your skin, is absorbed in your bloodstream. So it is going directly to affect, yes, it's affecting your body.
Within seconds. I don't think people understand.
30 seconds. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 30 seconds. So parabens was my first line that I looked for. And then I learned more about the toxins in our environment. And how do we absorb those? Through our skin, through respiratory system, inhaling them. Mm-hmm. So
I think that's so funny that you went to absorption and inhalation. And not that you weren't thinking about food, mm-hmm. but you really focused in hardcore on the skin piece.
Mm-hmm.
And was there some specific reason why you felt like more compelled to pay extra attention to that part versus anything else? Or,
well, I think for me, I already knew that eating clean and eating a lot of vegetables was what I needed for my body to be healthy. So I was looking at what else? What's the next step? And it became so obvious with just a little bit of research. An interesting story I have is when I had a lumpectomy, and I did agree to have radiation treatment, which, you know, now I'm not sure I would have made the same decision, but at the time that was the best decision for me. And the radiation oncologist gave me a cream to use on my skin in case the radiation burned my skin. And so, of course, what did I do? I looked at the ingredients, and guess what was in the cream?
Carcinogens.
Parabens. Yeah. Parabens. So I had already learned that each Western medicine doctor I'd gone to see, I had asked them, is there anything I should be doing for my diet, or, you know, eliminating toxins from my environment? And they all said no. They didn't even suggest taking vitamin D, which is the most
basic
primary thing you can do.
Do you know also that being magnesium deficient causes cancer?
Wow. Magnesium is such an essential nutrient.
People have no idea how magnesium deficient we are. And the minute that anyone wants to make an effort to be healthy, the first thing they do is take salt out of their plate.
Right.
And when you remove salt, then, and I'm not talking about the white crap that's mm-hmm. in the store that's iodized or whatever they call it. I'm talking about, you know, if you look at ancient traditional salts, or you talk to an actual chef, like a real one, who knows what they're doing, they have like an entire palette of salts that they season with, mm-hmm. and it's just salts.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so having any mineral dense real salt, it could be a volcanic salt, it could be, you know, like mined out of the earth anywhere.
Himalayan, you know, salt.
Yeah.
But sea salt.
Being filtered through the earth makes it better because it's going to have over 40 some or more trace minerals, and, you know, but people cut that out.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
and they have no idea how mineral deficient they are just by removing that. And then that magnesium deficiency is causing cancer in and of itself. Like, so,
yeah, magnesium is we're most of us are deficient in magnesium. And it's interesting you bring that up because I've started putting magnesium in more and more of my products because, right. interestingly enough, it is best absorbed and bioavailable through the skin. Yes. We can take magnesium tablets, but it is not as bioavailable that way.
Right.
So I love using magnesium topically, and through my lotions is one way to get that.
Well, I was remembering when you and I first met.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking for lip balm that my daughter Jaya could eat off her lips because she licked her lips continuously. And I knew she was going to basically eat it. She was 3 or 4 when I met you?
Yeah, it was about 6 years ago.
Yeah. She was 3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and I remember calling you just because I really needed lip balm.
It's a good place to start.
Yeah, and then after speaking with you, I wanted to be able to offer the stuff that you had to the CSA. I was trying to get to know what you were making and what you were offering because I wasn't really sure.
Mm-hmm.
So since then, I think we've had a lot of fun. It's been all these years, and we've developed so many products together. I think mostly because I was like, oh, I need this too. Can
right.
you make it?
Yes. Yes. There was that time period when Neeti would call me and say, you know, I really need whatever kind of product, you know, something for the to clean my counters or something for, you know.
I know. What are we supposed to be using for da-da-da?
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah.
And you were just like.
And we would brainstorm and come up with ideas. And I would get to work in my little kitchen lab and create some new products. And that's what I love doing, really, is
you're damn
making
good
new
at it.
Things. So.
I think if you're good at it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. Yeah.
And it's fun. It's really fun. And I love sharing what I've learned with other people, because it's so empowering when you know that you can make choices that can really impact your health.
So, what is, you know, your why, besides obviously you were fighting for your life?
Right, right.
To keep going, what do you, like, what's motivating you every day? Besides me calling you and
saying, hey. I need this or that. Yeah, you know, my own journey to understand and become more healthy, of course, was the foundation. And then as I shared my journey with other people and gave products to my family and friends, and they really felt empowered based on, wow, I can make choices that can really make a difference to my health. You know, that's very empowering. And so I was encouraged by them to continue to spread the word. And I love sharing what I've learned with others. And if I can help one person avoid a diagnosis of cancer, then I'm a huge success.
Well, you're a cancer conqueror already.
I am.
So, I mean, you know, that's huge.
Right.
And I think that all we can do is continue to share our stories.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like I've also said, you know, like we're just... We've already been down that horrible, scary road, and we're just fighting for everybody else's life at this
right.
point. So hopefully this podcast will help serve everyone in learning one more thing that they can do to ensure that they're able to nourish themselves. So let's talk about that. Like what, you know, I think it would be fascinating for people to hear you talk about how fat inside and outside actually helps fight acne, for example.
Right.
I think that it's amazing to watch young people who have these massive breakouts or older people who are still struggling with breakouts. And I never see them clean their food up. I never see them. And in fact, they're always trying to dry everything out
mm-hmm.
to fight it.
Mm-hmm.
So you and I have had some really interesting conversations about how to do that. Can you give us a couple of like very simple skin hacks that people, because, you know, everyone's not here locally.
Right.
You know, to be able to really have access to all your products.
Mm-hmm.
But what would you say are like 3 skin hacks that people might be able to take advantage of to improve their acne or detoxifying side effects?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I think for me, when I think about acne and skin problems, the number one thing is to clean up your gut.
Mm-hmm.
And because what is wrong in your gut is going to show up on your skin. So that's the number one thing. When I meet people with psoriasis or eczema,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I talk about, well, what are you eating that is causing that? You know, is it dairy? What have you tried an elimination diet? So cleaning up the gut is the number one thing that I feel people can do for their skin. The second thing is, yeah, don't dry your skin out. those products that dry your skin out just make your skin want to produce more oil, and it's more likely to clog your pores and cause problems with your skin. So my favorite thing to use on my skin is coconut oil. Mm-hmm. You can wash your face with coconut oil and never use soap. Soap is very drying, and you can instead use a light coating of coconut oil to cover your face and then wipe it off with a washcloth. Mm-hmm. Then to even do a better, deeper cleaning, you can take a hot washcloth and just lay it on your face to kind of steam your face. To clean out some with the oil on it.
First you put the coconut oil mm-hmm. and then do the steam, right? Mm-hmm.
And then wipe off the oil. And it's very moisturizing. Mm-hmm. The medium chain fatty acids in the coconut oil are very good for your skin.
And it's fine for it to be absorbed into your bloodstream.
Absolutely.
The MCTs can't hurt nothing, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
Well, you changed Govey's face for sure when he does what he's supposed to mm-hmm. do. Now, you know, what people are going to do as teenagers, these teenagers or anybody really for that matter, he still thinks it's kind of gross that he's putting coconut oil all over his face. Mm-hmm, and I'm mm-hmm. like, really? Because you're just washing it off.
Yeah.
It's not like we're telling you to put it on there and leave it. But when he does, his skin glows. He has mm-hmm. no problem. Otherwise, he's got little bumps and things happening. And I love that you can rub it into your eyes.
Oh, yeah.
You can rub coconut oil in your eyes. It reduces inflammation. Mm-hmm. It'll help get rid of allergy issues.
Mm-hmm. It's great for makeup removal.
Mm.
You know, I do use mascara, and I use the coconut oil to remove that at night. Works fabulous. No reason to buy a separate product for that.
Yeah. Can you talk about a bar of soap, like what you make?
Oh, a bar of soap.
And yes. how we were trying to figure out shampoo.
Oh, yeah. Shampoo has been very difficult for me to create as much as I wanted to. Shampoo that we buy commercially has surfactants in it that strip the oil out of your hair. And so it makes it feel squeaky clean. And that's what we're used to, and that's what people like. So when I make shampoo out of Castile soap and essential oils, it does nourish the skin, but it doesn't give you that squeaky, clean feel because your hair shaft is actually lubricated with oil and moisturized. So it feels different. And it feels kind of weird. Mm-hmm. And I have to agree that even I like that squeaky, clean feel.
We're used to it being so much lighter, but you want to know something? That having that squeaky, clean feel, that makes your hair turn gray faster.
Oh, wow.
And if you look at traditional diets, traditional groups, like cultural groups, you know, I can talk about, let me talk about the Indian people mm-hmm. for a second. Because the South Indians, for example, they use coconut oil in their hair. They use a lot of it.
Yeah.
And everybody looks greasy and smells coconutty. Okay. But their hair doesn't gray.
How about that?
I mean, it might eventually, sometime.
But not at the rate ours does.
Right. And, you know, then you got to color it or something. And what I find is that if you don't, well, first of all, graying of the hair also is a side effect of hormonal imbalance. So if you are going gray, whenever you are starting to go gray, it is a hormonal imbalance. And so to stop it, you would want to remediate that problem. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But what we're finding is people are going gray in their teens.
Much earlier.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And as they're 20, that is a massive hormonal dysfunction. And again, it is probably stemmed from autoimmunity. Everybody's suffering with it. They don't, no one knows that they have autoimmunity, but you do. Because if you're having a leaky gut syndrome, I mean, you have autoimmune disease.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You can call it whatever you want. You can be waiting for a diagnosis, but let me just tell you something, everybody. And you can tell us your experience on this. What is it like when you have a diagnosis and you want to, I don't know, get healthcare? What's it like to try to have coverage after that? Like I tell everybody, I'm like, you don't want a diagnosis.
Right.
And then try to heal it. for no other reason, but, you know, you have a hard time getting coverage after that too, for
right.
one thing.
Right.
But so like, why is everybody waiting for the diagnosis before they want to do something about it? Why isn't everyone trying to do everything to pretend like they might be getting that no matter what and just don't let it happen?
Because people like denial is a lovely place and many people like to live there. And we like to just do what's easy and comfortable and what we're used to. And if that's eating a bunch of crap and not thinking about it and just trucking along towards the diagnosis, you know, that's the path of least resistance for a lot of people.
It's not even just about eating, as you and I are talking about. I mean, right. if you're eating fresh, clean stuff all the time, but you use Vaseline intensive care lotion or any petrochemically based skin product, then what? Yeah. I mean, I guess I could call Vaseline and start having a fight with them. But personally, I don't like to tell other people how to do business.
Right.
I find that's not really effective. It doesn't work, you know.
Yeah, they're probably pretty proud of their product. And if they're successful, they're not going to change what they're doing.
No, I mean, but consumers have all the power. And I think that if the consumer is demanding nourishment for their skin, then I'm sure that Vaseline intensive care lotion will change.
Mm-hmm.
And it will meet, it'll rise to the occasion. I mean, we're watching that happen, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, when people are saying that we're, what are we, conspiracy theorists, I was told
yes.
I was one time, and extreme radical crazy cancer mama, and I don't know, I get called a lot of names, you know, and I'm accused of wanting to fight with everyone.
Oh, my.
I just want to fight with people.
You are such a fighter, yes.
I mean, you know, because that is driving me mm-hmm. every morning to get up out of bed.
Yes, that gives you joy.
I mean, it brings the joy. I have to get up and go and fight with people. I mean, mm-hmm. when the truth is that, and also I'm assaulting people on the street. Did you know that?
Like, you're insulting people on the street?
No, assaulting.
Assaulting. Oh,
I assault people on the street.
Wow.
Apparently.
I haven't observed that.
I'm like, oh my gosh. You just, you know, if I'm watching someone who has a child with burning red skin and then they're putting gasoline on it, how can I just not say something about that?
Right.
I mean, I'm going to say, hey, mama, can you find some coconut oil and put that on there? Because that poor baby's skin is just burning, you know, mm-hmm, like, and mm-hmm. then you talk to them about it. And most people, I think, are interested in hearing about it. And they'll go, oh, I was trying to figure out how to make it stop. Mm-hmm. Or then there's other people that are like, oh, whatever. Okay. Because my
right.
doctor said that I should put petroleum
right.
jelly on it.
Because petroleum jelly is sold in the store, so it must be fine for me and
my
children.
It's called petroleum jelly. Yeah. It is a petrochemical. It is gasoline. Mm-hmm. They're not even lying about mm-hmm. what it
right.
is. They're telling you this is petroleum jelly that you're putting on your skin. And, of course, gasoline's a good idea.
Oh, yeah. That's a fabulous idea. I had an acquaintance ask me if I could duplicate a product that she liked to use. It was a lotion that you put on your skin in the shower, mm-hmm. like while your body is wet, which I get is a good idea to lock in moisture. But I looked at the ingredients, and the first two ingredients were, well, the first ingredient is water, but the second ingredient was petroleum jelly and mineral oil. You know, that's just the last thing I would put on my skin, and I don't think I can duplicate that product.
No.
And why do you want to put that on your skin?
I don't know. I mean, so I think that if we if we're trying to be really natural, then you end up having a heavier, greasier, I guess, kind of look. But then you're younger looking. And then I think that if you have a youthful look, then you're more excited to get up and be vibrant. And wouldn't that extend your life?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Your positive attitude.
Right? I mean, because you are what
important.
You think you are.
Exactly.
And if you just think you're 20.
Yeah.
then...
Yeah, well, I think I'm 25.
Yeah.
Because there's a little more wisdom at 25 than at 20.
I mean, 25 is way more fun, like, oh, you yeah. know, the 10th time around or whatever.
Exactly. I'm enjoying it. How many times have I been there? Let's not talk about that.
Yeah, no. I don't know that it matters. But I think mm-hmm. that, you know, everything that we're doing with the podcast is, you know, in hopes to serve people so that they're able to pretend like they're 25 all the time, because mm-hmm. really it is only what you feel inside. It doesn't mm-hmm. even matter mm-hmm. About anything else. And if you're doing all the things that we're talking about, then you probably might look closer to 25 also.
Yes, you're definitely going to look younger and feel younger.
So absolutely. What would you suggest for hair care then?
Well, I personally have recently started using a doTERRA product. Mm-hmm. doTERRA is an essential oil company. And I was really reluctant to try their shampoo, even though I knew it was clean and the essential oils would be pure in it.
I
just
didn't know
thought,
they made
how?
A shampoo.
Yes.
Oh.
So I finally recently, because a couple of my friends said that they use it, and when they went to the salon to get their hair cut, the hairdresser said, "Oh my gosh, what are you doing to your hair? It feels so healthy."
Mm.
So when I heard that from two different friends, uh-huh. I thought, well, maybe I should try it. And I did, and I absolutely love it. My
wow.
hair feels so soft.
Uh-huh.
I feel very good about what I'm putting on my hair. It has no harsh chemicals. It has no artificial preservatives. All those mm-hmm. chemicals that I avoid, it doesn't have in it. It's loaded with essential oils that are nourishing for the hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't wash my hair every day. I wash it a couple of times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And it
even
really,
during all this pollen?
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah
I do. So I might dry shampoo in between to What's... kind of absorb some of the oil on my scalp. So a dry shampoo that I make is raw organic cocoa powder.
Oh.
And I mix a little organic arrowroot powder with it. And I just have it in my bathroom in a little mason jar with a shaker, a little perforated mm-hmm. lid.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll sprinkle some on my scalp and then brush it out. And it absorbs the excess oil on my scalp. And then I brush it out and my hair looks fresh and clean again.
Wow.
That's what I do. But this doTERRA shampoo and conditioner makes my hair feel really soft and feels healthier. So I'm pleased with that.
Cool. Okay, so we did a skin hack. We talked about hair, and
you asked me about a bar of soap.
Yes. You were saying, I mean, I thought it was interesting when you first started developing soaps for the CSA, then and we were talking about the shampoos. You were like, you just use a bar of soap from head to toe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what everybody did since back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody was, there was no Revlon.
Right.
Or whatever, whatever hair shampoo company.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm always trying to, I think you and I have these conversations, like, what would they do in Little House on the Prairie times right now?
Mm-hmm. Right.
If we needed whatever, you know.
You can definitely use a bar of soap, and I've done that. But again, that's one area that I'm expecting this different feeling in mm-hmm. my hair, the more squeaky clean. And a bar of soap will clean your hair, but it's just going to leave it a little heavier because it's nourished with the oils.
Right.
And I'm not quite there yet.
Sure.
I still
like
that.
Well, it sounds like that dry powder thing that you're talking about kind of gets you there.
Yes, it does.
No, I've never heard of that.
You've never heard of dry shampoo?
Mm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's lovely.
Is that the new rage?
I don't know. I think so.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
If other people know that, that would be neat to hear more about.
Yeah, I think you can buy it commercially, but of course I make my own out of organic ingredients. And it's two ingredients, easy to mix up. And yeah.
Can you tell everybody where they can find your products?
Yes, so I do have...
And are you shipping now, or what do you do?
I do. I can ship, absolutely. I have an online website that people can order directly from me at www.signaturesuds.com. So that's one way you can get my products. Of course, your CSA carries many of my products, and members can order through you. And then there's a small shop in Apex, downtown Apex. It is at 111 North Salem Street in downtown Apex. The name of the shop is Southern Home Crafts. It's a cute little shop, and all of the vendors that sell their wares are local, and they're all handcrafted items. And so that's where you can find my products as well.
That sounds great. Well, if you ever start using Suzanne's stuff, then you kind of are ruined.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, that Southern Home Crafts is largely more of a gifts, jewelry, other types of items. But my best-selling product in that shop is my deodorant.
Oh.
And people come back for the deodorant.
'Cause it works.
To that shop. And, you know, who would have thought that in a gift shop, people are coming to buy deodorant? But it's wonderful.
Well, it's really difficult, I think, for people to find a natural deodorant that actually works.
That's the key, that actually works. And and I really find that mine does. And so people come back and they love it. And it's one of my top selling products, actually.
Yeah.
And it's called B.O. Buster. And it comes in different scents and unscented as well. And so, yeah, you should try it.
I think that we're really lucky to have you in our community. And
thank you.
We really appreciate your passion for wanting to make the stuff, really, because, you know, I always tell everybody, I'm like, you know, if you want to really improve your health and your lifestyle, then, you know, people say to me, we can't afford to do da-da-da. I'm like, first of all, change your language, because you are your, you know, what your own truth is what your words are. So watch your words, for one thing. But I always say, you know, when I'm having to cook from scratch and do like literally every single thing from scratch to make sure that everything's done properly, then, you know, why would I make soap if you're making soap or lotion or whatever? That makes no sense. It only makes sense for me to just support someone in my community, number one. Number two, I know I can trust the ingredients and the products, which I can't vet out for anything that's out. And anything that's scaled up, I know what it requires for it to scale. I know what we would have to do to your products to scale them, to make them be big enough to go into any kind of store or something like that.
Right.
So for that reason, I know that most of the things that are in the stores can't be that awesome.
I agree.
Just for shelf life alone. I thank you so much for taking your time to be
here
today.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Well, everybody, I hope this episode has served you well, and tune in next time. Please leave an honest review about the show on iTunes and like and share our Facebook page. You can also sign up for our newsletter. And if you like the education that we're bringing to you each week, can you please help support our 501c3 mission to reestablish the regenerative organic small family farm food system by making it happen today with a tax-deductible cash donation? You can register and make a donation at www.farm2forkmeatriot.org. Again, that's www.farmtoforkmeatriot.org. And click on the donate button. I'm Neethi, signing off. Remember, let your farmer fill your prescription. Reboot, restore, and rejoice.